Chaired by former U.S. Ambassador to the Holy See and current Learned Hand Professor of Law at Harvard, Marianne Glendon, the Academy will be meeting for its 16th session next week. With the looming economic crisis in the Eurozone and recent warnings of shortfalls in Millennium Development Funding, the consequences of a global market that dehumanizes will be topping the agenda. Professor Glendon told Pope Benedict on Friday that his recent encyclical, Caritas in Veritate, will provide the basis for their discussions.
In the coming days, we will begin with exploring the nature and causes of the crisis. We'll try to assess its impact on peoples and communities, especially the poorest, the least advantaged. We'll turn our attention to what needs to be done, to use your phrase, to replan the journey. We'll be asking what moral and juridical resources are needed to assure that the creative energies of the market can promote the common good.
Pope Benedict said the worldwide financial breakdown has demonstrated the fragility of the present economic system and the institutions linked to it.
Replanning the journey, of course, also means looking to comprehensive and objective standards against which to judge the structures, institutions, and concrete decisions which guide and direct economic life.
Proving wrong the assumption that the market is capable of self-regulation.
This assumption is based on an impoverished notion of economic life as a sort of self-calibrating mechanism driven by self-interest and profit-seeking. Economic life should properly be seen as an exercise of human responsibility, intrinsically oriented towards the promotion of the dignity of the person, the pursuit of the common good and the integral development, political, cultural, and spiritual, of individuals, families, and societies.
Pope Benedict went on to say that among the indispensable principles shaping such an integral ethical approach to economic life must be the promotion of the common good.
Grounded in respect for the dignity of the human person, and acknowledged as a primary goal of production and trade systems, political institutions, and social welfare.
But in the end, Pope Benedict concluded, all economic decisions and policies must be directed towards charity in truth.
For without truth, without trust and love for what is true, there is no social conscience and responsibility, and social action ends up serving private interests and the logic of power, resulting in social fragmentation.
I'm Emma McCarthy.